Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Nun Gimel, Avodah Zarah 53a, pagination is 105. We'll start from the Mishnah, which is around 9 lines from the top of the page. Ketzad mevatla, how can a person negate an Avodah Zarah, an idol? We're talking about a non-Jew, because we learned that a Jew can't negate his own idol. But if you have a non-Jew negating the idol, what would it be that he would do? Kata Rosh Ozna, if he cut off the tip of the ear, Rosh Chotma, the tip of the nose, Rosh Etzba'a, the tip of the finger, Pichsa, if he crushed it, Afal Pi Shelo Chisra, even though it's not missing anything, but that's an act of defiance, Bitla, that would nullify the idol. And indeed, this is what's presented in Yoredeo Kuf Mem Vav Zayin. Elilim shall oved kochavim. If you have an idol of a non-Jew, and you do these different things, that is indeed going to nullify it. The Mishnah continues. Rak bifaneha, if he spits at it, Hishtin befaneha, urinates in front of it. Gorero zorak boesatsoa harezu ena betela. If he does other types of things that are really reversible, he throws excrement at it, that's not going to nullify it. The Gemara explains because a person might get angry with the idol for not doing what he wants it to do, which is the basis of idol worship, that the idol is supposed to be obedient to the demands of the person that's worshiping it. And why didn't you deliver? But he'll come back and worship it again. He'll clean it up and he'll worship it again. That's not a definitive bitla that he's actually nullifying it. And therefore, there's no change of status just because he did one of these acts of disrespect. The final statement of the Mishnah is machra, if you sold the idol, o mashkena, or gave it over as collateral with the expectation that when the time comes due and payment is not made, so at that point it becomes the lender's. So in such a case, and another caveat over here, is that this deal was done with a tzoreif, with a person who works in metals and melts them down. So you sold this idol to such a person. So the expectation is, he's in this business of melting these things down. To him, it's metal. That's what he sees when he looks at it. He doesn't see an idol. Rebbe Omer, Bitel v'chachamim Omrim lo Bitel. Rebbe says, that is nullification, that act of sale. But the way we paskin, like the Chachamim, is lo Bitel. He did not nullify it simply because he sold it to a person who melts metals. Now, there is discussion whether his selling it was to a non-Jew or to a Jew. The logic being that to a non-Jew, the non-Jew who sold his idol to a non-Jew, even though it's a person working in metals, he thinks he's going to respect the idol. But if he sold it to a Jew, maybe he was mevatalit. He nullified, negated it at the time of the sale, meaning his expectation is that the idol is going to be melted down, and therefore his sale is negating the idol. Be that as it may, for our purposes, we're going to take the position that is stringent, presented in Yoredeo Kuf Mem Vav Ches as the first opinion. Machra o mashkena afilu litzoref Yisrael, if it was sold or used as collateral, even to a Jewish metal person, lombatla, it's not considered a nullification. That alone is not a nullification. Now, one of the interesting curveballs over here, for leniency, is the Ramah at the end of Zion. The Rama at the end of Sif Zion writes, V'yesh omrim da'afilu bitla ba'amira ba'alma have a bitl. If the non-Jew would nullify it verbally with a very open statement that he's nullifying it, then it's considered a bitl and it's no longer considered an idol and a person can benefit from it. Obviously, this prompts the question, if a simple statement can do it, then why are we making such a big deal when it comes to the sale and when it comes to the other acts of disrespect? Just if he says he's mevatel it, that's enough. So the acts of disrespect, we really explained already that it's a temporary act of disrespect. It doesn't mean he's nullifying it. As far as the sale goes, though, the Shach in Sifkat and Ches addresses this and says, "V'lo dami le'machra." This case where he's nullifying it verbally is not similar to the case of sale, which is taken with much more analysis. Dehasam zuzi ansuhu, because by sale he's being forced to do it because he's short on money. So he's not really negating it. He's hoping that whoever gets it will serve it, or eventually he'll get it back when he pays up the loan, etc. This is all a pressure of money. He's not intentionally nullifying it. And the Shach writes at the end of the paragraph, Eino mevatlo. He's not nullifying it. Gam sover shahakone lo yevato. He's thinking that maybe the one who's buying it also won't nullify it. Maybe he'll start worshipping this thing, or does worship it, and this is another avenue for him. He'll have an idol of this attribute. And therefore, we have these different categories. If it's just an act of disrespect, that doesn't change any status. If he does something overt, like cutting part of it, that would change status. If he sold it even to a person who works in metals, that's not enough to be mevatel it. But if he verbally nullifies it without pressure, that's his choice, then it would be nullified from being an idol and would have a change of status. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.